Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. Man, that music just gets me going. I'm excited. Can you believe it? The school year is about over. At least, well, in my part of the world, we've got 6 days, 5 days. I don't know who's counting. But listen, we've got another great episode coming up. Episode number 24. It's crazy to think with this show, I've been doing this for almost right at a year. I think maybe a little longer, give a day or two. But holy cow, it's been awesome. And it's just incredible to be here. Incredible to talk to you. And what's even weirder sometimes in my brain with this podcast is I'm just talking in a room by myself and no one can really tell me to stop. But it's been awesome to talk to you guys. It's been awesome to, I don't even know who you are, but it's been awesome, awesome, awesome. So listen, we've got some big things planned today. And this is episode again, number 24, and we're going to be talking about some of my favorite things again. So before we get into that, I need to get on this YouTube train. I think I've said a couple times in episodes, I wish I could show things, and today's not another example of that. I wish I could show my screen, put it on YouTube, all those things. So I've really dove into that and looking into that, starting that. I guess sometime this summer, starting in August. I have no idea when this is going to go down, but I'm really excited to do that. And a big shout out to my friend Colby Burris. I was uploading a video the other day and the video was like, I'm sorry, your video is too long. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm not doing something wrong. I'm doing something with my video. It's not uploaded right. What may have you? So I sent Colby a message and I'm like, Colby, it's not working. What do I need to do? And he's like, you just have to verify your account. Silly. I mean, seriously, I could not believe that's how easy it was. So there we go. So we've got some things going in the YouTube world. So be on the look for that. And I'm sure I'll update you, talk to you about that some more. But listen, let's get diving in. So episode 24, favorite things, part number 3. So for the school year and really just in general in my educational career, one of my favorite things to use with students, professional development, any time in the world, and I honestly don't use it as much as I should because I really do love this program, and it's really, honestly, kind of a secret sometimes I feel like. I don't feel like people talk about this enough. And so I want to talk to you about Padlet, and I feel like I did an episode early on in the fall, so y'all have to check that out. Somewhere in there, check that episode out. So Padlet is really just an incredible, incredible tool to have. It's really like a virtual whiteboard. You can't really draw or do anything like that, those virtual things, but you can make posts, you can make boards, you can have students go on there and share things, you can share things. I've got on the website, I've got in there a community, I think it's called a community favorites, community plays. So people can go on there and you can post like different links, you can post different things on there and just have a really sharing place. Or even with your students, you can have like your starter and students can go in there and post a quick little thing about their starter. They can upload videos, they can upload documents. Like the possibilities for Padlet are really endless. But what I feel like is not really out there a whole bunch, and maybe I'm just in this bubble that nobody really tells me about these things. But in Padlet now, if you log on, you go create a Padlet, there is now AI in Padlet. Now, this is really cool. So when you create things with Padlet, I've done a couple things as far as like lessons, and I've, you know, for my history teachers out there, I typed in, I think it was like the Civil War, World War I, something like that. And I even typed in a specific battle and I made it into a timeline. this really blew my mind away, because as I typed this specific battle in and I clicked generate, in the Padlet, in this board, it listed them from the beginning of this battle to the end of it and all the timelines in between it. It had articles, it had maps, it had things that went on, and like, holy cow. Think about creating something like that with your students, and they're going through and reading each article, reading each video, and making comments on each thing. Like, Padlet, again, this is one of the best kept secrets, I feel like, sometimes, even though it's not a secret, people know about it. But the things that Padlet are doing are really incredible. I mean, you've got to check these out, because you can do lesson plans on there. That one's really cool too. I've done that one and put in a math lesson, and it listed them all out. And it's just the format of it. I just love that, because, you know, when you generate something in, I don't know, any other AI platform, it's just like boom, boom, boom. Here's all your stuff. And it's kind of jumbled up, like maybe in a Google Doc or Word format, just text. What I love about the lesson plan in Padlet is kind of got boxes, and you can, And you can kind of see that format of how that goes. Just incredible. I mean, you can do map of historical events. You can create rubrics. You can do assessment polls, reading lists, ideas for class activities. I mean, holy cow. It's unbelievable. And even on here, one of my favorite things that I've seen about this as far as collaborating worldwide, remember, I had the privilege of going to TCEA in Texas this year, just an incredible conference. If you ever have that ability to go to that, don't say no. Like, you have to go. Like, it's just incredible. We could talk about that again another day. But for this, they created a Padlet, and so they had topics in there, and people could just post their sessions in there, post ideas, post notes, and it was from everybody that was there at the conference. Unbelievable. And I think they also did the same thing for FETC that happened a couple weeks before TCEA. Just unbelievable, and you've got to check out Padlet. You have to do it. Now, I will tell you this. With Padlet, it's free, and with the free one, you only get 3 boards. Now, I know most of us as classroom teachers, either elementary, we have 1 board, or if you're secondary, you're going to have several classes, and you want to separate those classes out. So you're like, how am I going to use this with all of my classes, but I'm only allowed out 3 boards? Here's the trick, okay? What you can do is you can go into your settings, you can go to your share link, and there's a share URL for you. And what that does is you share that link with your friends, with your family, with teachers. And when they click on that link and they sign up for the first time, you get credit for that. And for every 3 people that sign up under your link, you get a free board. So I think now I'm up to 4, maybe 5 boards. So this is a great way of getting some more features on that just by sharing it and not really having to pay anymore to get those boards. So make sure you check out Padlet. I think you're not going to be disappointed. Not think. I know you're not going to be disappointed. So make sure, I mean, honestly, go check those out. It's just, you're going to need to do that. Okay. Now, my next one kind of goes with Padlet as well. And this is, you know, we had, Jamboard through Google that, you know, retired, died, whatever, however you want to say that, is no longer. But now we have Figma, and Figma is incredible. I am still processing and still really truly trying to understand in my role how I can use that. But I know, as far as if I was in the classroom, this is endless. It's, you know, you've got your virtual whiteboard here, but now you can have worksheets for every kid. You can have activities for every kid. You can have group projects. And my new thing is, I want to create something in there for podcasts. You know, I can create a template for students to use this podcast and to format their things in the classroom. But how awesome would it be for students to create their own script, their own ideas of their podcast inside of this virtual whiteboard? But then at the same time, as they're creating, they can look over at somebody else's and see what they're doing, or they can make comments on there. Like, goodness, like, there's so many things on here that is just, I just cannot just grasp it right now. I've been working diligently to play with the features, But just as far as the creation of it goes, I'm still working through that. And I'm sure as soon as I get that under wraps and ready to go, I'll share that with you. And we may even, once I get the YouTube going, we may even have to look at that. So I think that's just incredible. So we've got Padlet, you got FigJam. And before we go to my next favorite, I think y'all know what time it is. It's time for... the Tech Flush tip of the episode. So listen, we talked about relationships last time, and this time with the end of school year, summer coming, let's talk about summertime. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to go to the beach? Are you going to stay at home and relax by the pool? Going to hang out with family, friends? Are you going to sleep? All of those things are fun, but some of us are, you know, we'll take June off. We'll, as educators, or depending on how many months of the year you work, you may work all summer. You may have some time off, but what kind of PD are you doing? Are you going through and checking out the certifications for like quizzes, magic schools, school AI? Are you going through some of those things and trying to catch up for August to be updated on all the latest and greatest things? Or you're just going to go on vacation and not worry about it? Like, I don't think there's a right or a wrong way to do things, but you know, with especially those certifications, spend some time. A lot of those certifications, I know like quizzes does a really good job of taking 30 minutes out of your day. And I think the things that especially quizzes can offer is huge. So check out some of those. Some of them are a little longer, but most of those certifications are really good just to kind of walk you through. And, you know, badges and all those things are awesome, but understanding products in a quick and easy fashion is just a great way to do that. So go out there, check some PD out. And then really when it comes to vacation, let's think about ChatGPT. Let's think about Gemini. Let's think about some of those chat bot features and think about how that can help you plan a vacation. You know, I've got a Colby, he's big into the doing those type of things. And, you know, he's talked a lot about it. And so like, you know, this summer I'm going to go, I think, to Asheville, North Carolina, going to go hang out there. But I don't really know a whole lot that's going on. Now, I could Google it, look through a bunch of websites, but I can also go to some of these websites like ChatGPT or Gemini, and I can type in there, what are some fun things to do in this place? What is happening during this? I'm taking an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. What are some kid-friendly things? And it's just going to spit out information for you. It's going to tell you places to take them that are kid-friendly. It might say, hey, my family enjoys hiking, and it's going to give you hiking trails, or it could tell you good food. Just a really quick and easy way. And almost like having that conversation, which is kind of weird still for me, but just a great way of using AI to support you this summer, support you in the fun things you're going to do. And then while you're doing those fun things with AI and trying to understand how it can impact your life as a human being, you can also learn from that and determine how it's going to help you in the classroom. How can asking this type of service questions, how can it support you? How can it help you with your high learners? How can it help you with your low learners? The options for this are just really endless. So make sure you check that out. So there's your fun tech tip of the episode. Now, my last piece of my favorites, and this is a new, well, I say new favorites, but I don't really know. But so Short Answer. Now, I know if you haven't heard of Short Answer, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail of the program. But you can check out episode number 18. We actually had the co-founder, Adam Spark, on the show just to talk about how he created that, his little background, and then a lot of the cool features of Short Answer. Now, I think Short Answer is awesome because really it brings in that gamification part for students. But then really even Adam talked about this, that it really continues to build on the writing process. And with that, you know, we've got all this AI out here. If I wanted a 5-sentence answer on a question you're going to give me, I could go to ChatGPT, type your question in, It's going to give me an answer and I can copy and paste it, or I can take it, take out some things, reword it a little bit to make it my own. But I'm not really having to go through the writing process. I'm not really having to think about a whole bunch. So short answer does a great job of, you're giving a box, you're answering a prompt, you're answering a question, whether it's a starter, whether it's an exit ticket, or whether it's you're typing a big long paper, a thesis statement, you're developing your body of your paragraph. There's lots of things that you can do with short answer to develop that writing process. Okay. So check out episode number 18. Check out short answer. And again, with summer coming, short answer, you can go through their certification process and become an ambassador. And they're going to give you some things. They're going to give you an added subscription where you can have all the features a little longer instead of just those free things that come with it. And even, you know, Adam's very outgoing and very wanting that feedback. So you can always reach out to him and give those to him. I know I've emailed him a couple questions here and there, and he's always super quick to do that. And most of those programs out there are like that, but I really like Adam, great guy, and those things. And so I hope you've enjoyed this quick little episode of the Tech Flush. I think it's been an incredible, incredible thing to be able to come out here and share. So make sure, as I'm wrapping up, make sure you follow the Tech Flush on all the platforms. Check it out on Apple, Google. Well, Google's in that gray area. We got to update some things there. But you can, on Spotify, you can check me out. You can go to the bcstechnology.org website. You can check that out. I got all the podcasts there, all the podcasts that we've done as apartment, all those kind of fun things. You can also go to my website, which is bit.ly/techflush, which I got to work on that. You know, it's a lot managing my job and then that too, but I got to work on that and get that going for y'all. Remember, you can also follow me on X, Twitter, at Josh_Morris65. And remember, the Tech Flush has a Twitter page. Go give it a follow. Not a lot comes out there. I'll post episodes and certain things. I got to get better at that as well, just to be totally honest. But check that out at the Tech Flush and all those things. So again, guys, listen, I am blessed. I am privileged to be able to be in here in the Pi Center in this massive studio with this equipment. Couldn't afford this on my own, but I have an awesome boss, awesome team that just allows me to sit here and give you this info. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, episode number 24. And so we've got one more favorite episode coming up. And so get ready for that one. It's going to be awesome. And I hope y'all have a good one. And until next time, I'll catch y'all later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.